Welcome to a brand new episode of the Z2 Podcast, where three friends have to stop fucking zombies from attacking the wall, but there's a lot of politics involved. As always, the wall's gone. I'm one of your hosts, Zach. Join with me is the Dragon Lady.
Zach.
And the one who will save us all.
But I don't want to be fucking zombies.
Did anyone else catch that Arya's building a gun? Like,
yeah, she's building like a lance gun.
Yeah, like,
wait,
the thing she handed, the
blueprint she showed to Gendry. Like, can you build this? And it shows like a barrel and then an arrow pointing to whatever object is away from the barrel. So either she's building a gun or is building a blade that shoots out.
It's like a dragon glass gun.
She's trying to build the hidden blade. She wants to become the first assassin.
I am the assassin.
She's already the assassin.
But she's going to start.
She needs a brotherhood.
So Game of Thrones season 8, episode 1 came out, and the internet is already on fire.
And the internet shut down because everybody tried to stream in at the same time.
And then when the internet opened back up, it was filled with Bran Stark.
Dude, that is the greatest meme to ever.
What's
come out
hilarious
of this.
Is there's either Winterfell is ADA compliant because he can get around everywhere, or he's stuck in the fucking courtyard.
I want to donate to the GoFundMe page.
Will you give me a hand, Jaime Lannister?
That just wants to build a ramp so Bran can get out of the courtyard. I did see though that like the how he's looking, like his weird stare, is because he doesn't wear contacts. He only ever wears glasses.
Oh, really?
So when he's doing a scene and doesn't have his glasses on, he's squinting because he can't see. He said he did a scene, and
so
then
that's
after
why his eyes look like he's dilated the whole time.
But after a scene, Sophie Turner came in like, yeah, the way you were looking kind of creeped me out. And I was like, I couldn't see anything that whole time, so.
I mean, it really does work for the whole three-eyed raven thing.
He's not really there.
Yeah. The internet's on fire about like a bunch of theories, though. And I know Steve said he's trying to get away.
I want to keep it fresh.
But I want to call this now. So, Steve, if you want to plug your ears. Daenerys gets turned into a White Walker by the end of the series, and Jon Snow has to kill her. I'm in that camp.
I mean,
she convinced me.
It's not surprising. I could legitimately see it. All right, you're good, Steve.
Yeah,
you're good. You're good. No. I realized after I was saying you're good, you couldn't hear me because you had your ears plugged. I'm like, this is counteractive.
I couldn't hear anything. I was like, are they still talking about it?
I'm sure you've heard it, but I'm not going to say it anyway.
I have my own theories, but I don't want to go on the internet and start getting those. Because it's the same thing whenever Zach calls the ending of a movie. I just have it in the back of my head of like, yes.
Oh,
is this going to happen?
Oh,
is
no,
happen?
It's setting up.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, no.
So it kind
God
of,
damn it.
Like the moment kind of ruined for me, but.
Like, Zach's mother is taking him away.
I power watched seasons 1 through 5. Like in the span of like a week, and watch everything else fresh. I want to keep this ending nice and fresh. No theories or potential spoilers or. Did
you guys
catch this setup?
Do you guys have any coworkers or friends whose significant others just decided to start watching it as season 8 started?
I mean, that was me last season.
Yeah, say our.
I was that friend.
Yes, but like,
but I read the books.
But your significant other isn't holding you up from watching season 8 because they started incredibly late.
My work, it's like a cultural phenomenon. Like Monday's the only day teachers all get together to eat lunch now, so we could talk about Game of Thrones. Like I normally just stay in my room during lunch and hang out with my like 20-some-odd sixth graders that refuse to go outside.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but
indoor children.
We have a group chat for all of us. We also have a Deadpool running at work right now. And yeah, my Deadpool doesn't have the option of the theory that I really like now.
Oh,
like,
really?
Sarah definitely convinced me. I feel like that theory has actually become more popular.
But if it's a Deadpool, can't you be allowed to make any guess that you want? Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah. We also did it on a Google form.
And
just
my
throw it in like down like 400 like things later.
I do have a coworker who watches Game of Thrones, the one who sits right next to me. When I was at my parents'
spoiler
house,
spoiler McGee.
No, not spoiler McGee. He watches it, but luckily he hasn't been in the office in months. So any talk we've had has been because what was it that he just said he finished watching. Oh, no, yeah, he was talking about the first episode of Game of Thrones. And
I can't believe fucking Ned Stark died. What?
Well, and for the first episode of the season.
Yeah, I know.
But he was like, he said, yeah, it was a great episode. If I had to make a complaint, like, no, you don't have to. It's like, it should have had more Sam in it. He should have got more Sam. Like, where would he fit in?
Ooh.
In that he whole played, episode.
He played one of the most crucial parts.
Oh.
Hmm.
Sorry.
He did.
Yeah.
Roasted.
Oh, you mean his older brother?
Yeah.
The one who was in line for the throne.
Which he's dicking what?
I feel so bad for Sam. Because it was the first time he sees Jorah again, he's with Daenerys. Like, they come like, hey, thanks for saving the life of my number one guy here. BT Dubs roasted your dad alive. That's cool. I still got my brother. If you look behind door number two, it's his pile of ashes.
So bum, bum, I really wonder what memes we're going to get because, you know, episode one's meme was Bran.
1-0-1-0.
Well, it was Bran
and then
Drogon.
The dragons. Like I'm not going to call him dad.
Yes, yeah, my favorite one was him looking at Drogon. I'm not calling you dad.
It's so crazy. I love but all the. I think my favorite thing is just someone. A lot
by
of people,
the way, huge spoilers for Game of Thrones episode season.
I don't think we actually did anything crazy.
No, it's mostly like the out of context things.
Like season 7 spoilers. But we care about Dick and Tarly. Dick and what?
I was gonna say, but at the same time, like, if you like started late, like I'm gonna catch up, try and get to the end of the season, and you're like, oh, this person dies. Oh, Bran's the three-eyed raven now.
My program is doing something weird where it's still going, but it's like it's showing me 3 seconds
in the
backwards. I don't know what it's doing, but
we're time traveling.
Hang on, I'm gonna pause and then start it again real quick. Okay, there it is.
Welcome to a brand new episode of them.
God, you're scare everybody. Yeah, I don't
it's
know
like
what
the,
it's
like the day we had Tim and he just blew everyone's ears.
You blew out my ears because I'm the only one who wears headphones on this thing.
I was having an... Oh, God. So other recent things. Ray Narvaez Jr. came back to Achievement Hunter to record a podcast after 4 years of being gone. And he was talking about how, like, they had some stupid, inane conversation. He's like, that's why I'm taking my headphones off so I don't have to hear you guys. And he, like, realized that he was just still in the room with the same exact people. The nostalgia is real, though. Let me tell you.
Ray Nostalgia Jr.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the fallout of BT Dub fucking your aunt.
Oh, can't wait for that reveal.
And again, like his reaction to here's who your mother and your father are. It's like, cool. So he just told you essentially you're the rightful heir to the Iron Throne.
I think he's more
and
worried
seven
about that
kingdoms.
Right now.
What are you calling Ned Stark a liar? Really, that's your laser focus right
but
now.
But if you think about it, it's like how many times has all of John's life, like, just been a giant middle finger. And it's like the one thing he can firmly ground himself in was his family this entire time.
But I will say Sam did have the good clutch moment of like,
No.
He was honorable because he promised your mom, which died to keep you safe. And that was the only way to keep you safe. So he was honorable, just had to tell you this lie to keep you safe.
Also, probably it was too honorable for his own good in the world, where he expected to see you again.
He expected Littlefinger to be trustworthy.
Which was...
Mistakes 1 through 3.
Anyway.
And instead of, like, you know, Paul Walker and Vin Diesel driving off into the distance together, it's just Ned Stark getting beheaded and Jon Snow's driving off into the distance. When I see you again.
When I see you. Good.
I've never actually listened to that song.
It's a good song. Don't listen to the one with Wiz Khalifa on it. The quote-unquote actual version. Charlie Puth just singing it by himself. Good song. Wiz Khalifa kind of takes away from it.
Okay.
Kind of takes away from the emotional. Like, they could be some good rap verses in a different song, but...
So who do you think is going to be the first major death of Game of Thrones? I'm going on Sansa.
Have
you heard the other theory? It's not theory about the end, but it's like the theory of like the dire wolves, like the way each Stark dire wolf has died has actually been the same way the owner has died. And technically Bran is dead because he's the three-eyed raven. So like Summer, right? That's Sansa's dog.
Yeah.
Summer was Bran's.
Okay.
Lady was Sansa's.
Yeah, so Lady died like ages ago. So it's just waiting for time to catch up at this point.
Yeah, they had to...
Ghost just disappeared.
That's going to be the reunion everyone's waiting for. Ghost go. It's just like Arya and her dog.
That was another good meme of somebody put out like a lost dog poster for Ghost of like looking for reward budget for dire wolf. No, that's the
elephants, man. If people stopped pirating Game of Thrones, we could have had elephants.
I'm trying to think, because the only dire wolves left alive now are...
Arya's and Jon's.
Yeah, because Shaggy's dead. Shaggy dog. Because Tommen couldn't fucking zigzag.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one who didn't serpentine when he got
Rickon.
Not Tommen.
Tommen jumped out of
the window. Yeah, okay. Tommen tried to do the assassin's dive and did the leap of faith where there was no hay bale.
Yes.
Anyway. I know things. I drink Zevia zero calorie cream soda and know things. Anyways, Game of Thrones happened. That's pretty neat.
Game of Thrones is going to happen tonight. We're going to get the blowout of, again, fucking your aunt.
I don't know if they'll have time for that, but we'll see.
I think that's going to be the start of, like...
It didn't seem like it the way they set everything up, but...
Speaking of things starting, Swamp Thing series trailer. Did you guys hear about the production stuff behind Swamp Thing? They actually got cut.
Yeah, they reduced the episodes.
Yeah, from 13 to 10, just because of creative differences or something along the lines. I wonder if there's also budgetary things. But we get our first good look at Swamp Thing coming out of the water, and I'm not sure what to feel. Like,
I mean, there's only so much you can do. You only see like the outline, so you can't really tell.
You see his eyes and some moss.
Yeah, but
you can kind of see his mouth, and like you can see the
you just don't see
general
like
face structure.
Yeah, you don't see a ton of detail, so it's hard to
hear him talk.
Yeah. I also, how do you picture Swamp Thing talks? Because I'm never.
I always pictured like a more growly voice.
Like he was in Justice League Action, yeah. And he was voiced by Mark Hamill,
which
and I'm
is
like
weird.
But I was but like,
at the same time, what if he just sounds like a guy, but he looks like a plant?
What if the twist is he comes out of the water and he's like, well, I represent the Great Hope.
God. See, I was gonna really hope he did a goofy voice and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What if he's like he has like a super thick southern drawl? Well, down here, down by the bayou.
Oh, you mean down there by the
bayou? I really want him to use my favorite contraction, y'all. Y'all could have.
Yeah, that's the power of southern speaking. Is you take a sentence, you can make it into one word. Like if you all get on out of here, y'all get on out of y'all. One word. Southern speaking.
Y'all never should have done that. What if he's just a really mild-mannered swamp thing?
Oh, man. Okay, guys.
Just comes out of the green, puts on the suit, and just like, I'm going to work.
The production behind it looks nice. Like, James Wan is definitely taking some care to it, even though he's not directly attached to the show. But you can tell it's definitely going to be like, there's some oversight that he has. And he does such a great job with everything else he's been attached to. Mm-hmm. I have faith in it.
I mean, the production behind Doom Patrol, if we're gonna base like the show off of that, like effects wise,
Doom Patrol
is pretty freaking solid.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's at least on par with that, then I think it'll be pretty good.
Yep. All right. Then this is some Zach news. The Netflix Witcher series release window, and I know you've played Witcher 2. I just always assume I just attach it to Zach.
I liked the game. I just never went as hard as Zach.
It's like Siege. We all play Siege, but Siege is my thing.
Yes.
I haven't played in 2 weeks.
I know. Brandon was suggesting it, but I'm like, it's kind of up to Zach. And then you
Zach's not home ever. It's soccer season. He has to work 14-hour days.
He didn't suggest it to me.
Yeah, it's because I was playing Apex with him on PC earlier in the day. You were busy yesterday anyway. But yes, they have revealed that it's going to drop sometime in Q4 2019. So
December 31st, 2019.
And there's been like some more like clips released of like some of the Like we got, there was a reveal of Triss walking around. I imagine that in the internet's going to be ablaze when the fact that she doesn't look like the game character, like they kind of, I can't tell if her hair's red. It might be, they might've dyed it, but it's really hard to tell in the clip it, that they, that was leaked.
I will say that is one nitpicky thing of make her hair red. Like even if she doesn't look like the character, at least make her look closer to the character.
I think it's going to be. I wonder if I can find the clip and send it to you real quick.
In the Witcher world, there's not a ton of red-haired people, so like yeah. She stood out.
Right.
I know which one is Triss now because of red hair. Yeah, there's Funko behind.
But do you know
me.
Who the other one is?
Geralt. Oh,
next to him,
Ciri.
Next to her.
Show me.
I don't know if she's actually up there. I can't see on that part.
Zenyatta.
Do you not have a Yen?
Yen.
What's her full name?
Yennefer.
Kind of, okay, there you her go. Hair kind of looks.
Zenyatta is also there. For it look,
I know, but
honestly, like the clip they show, her hair looks more auburn more than anything. So vaguely red.
I mean, like the. Like video games have the privilege. It's not gonna
be bright.
Like,
it's gonna be the bright.
I know
red.
That's what I'm saying. Like video games have the privilege of just being like, this is a hair color in our universe.
Well, it's the same thing with like anime too. Of like, no one in Japan has that color spectrum of hair.
The fuck you mean they don't have pink hair everywhere?
Spoiler: the majority of the Japanese community has black hair.
Just wait till summer and I dye my hair. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You're gonna dye it for 3 months and then
shave it.
Like say,
buzz cut.
You're gonna have to.
I mean, Fredo dyed. Fredo dyed his hair and it's already like faded completely.
Fredo-chan.
Yeah. I'm gonna dye my hair. I'm tired. I'm bored.
But you have to wait till summer.
See, you dye your hair. I buy a high-end PC.
Who we gets both the have, better end of the deal.
We
here.
Both have like different ways we cope with stress and like fuck it.
I just want to do something different. Like, I'm so straight edge, it bothers me sometimes. It's not going to change, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, watch, he's going to die his hair, and we're going to come down, and he's going to be doing the Slav squat in the middle of the living room. This is my turf.
Or maybe I'll just go on a siege bench, just drink, like, two different bangs and play 24 hours.
Oh, God. Can you even stay? Are you even physically capable of staying up that watch?
Probably not. All right, speaking of things that are staying up, Joker released in Smash Brothers Ultimate. That was kind of a surprise. You and I were just talking about it on the couch,
like,
and then...
Oh, yeah, by the way, here he's
well,
up.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, someone tweeted about it and, like, tweeted the character model, and then I searched and, like, oh, they come out tomorrow.
Yeah, like, the day before, they just, like, dropped a mini, like, a mini direct, and they're like, hey, here's Joker's moveset. By the way, he's out tomorrow. And it proceeded to crash the Switch servers because everybody tried to download it.
Because they underestimated the power of nerds.
Yep. But what's really cool is I was really more excited about like the stage itself because
Mementos,
and you can change which version of it is. So you can
change the color of it based on the music.
Yeah, so you can change it from Persona 3, 4, and 5, which is like, huh? That's an interesting way to add that stage in. I wonder what that could mean.
Why would I never have it on Persona 4 mode?
I don't know, man.
Was it you who was saying, I was like, here's my oddball theory that all the previous Persona games are going to be released to Switch?
It was one I saw online. But yeah, with...
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
That was like a
release
tease.
Persona Golden Switch. Because fuck knows I'll buy it and play it again. And
I would love
Marie.
All three of them on Switch.
I don't want to romance Marie again. Resay. That's where it's at.
But I mean, what they're doing there's another concert this coming week, which they were going to show off more things of Persona 5, the Royal.
Yeah.
But they also said they were going to show off whatever this Persona 5S is. So maybe, again, everybody's pipe dream still is that that's going to be the drop of like, it's not going to have the same content as the Royal because Sony's weird deal, which everybody's getting so hung up on that is like, I don't know. The landscape's so different now. I feel like Alice might be able to pull something off. But currently the theory is that you're going to get Persona 5 on Switch, but it's not going to have all the extra content. Which, I mean, that okay, fine. Maybe you get it later in like an update or something.
Yeah.
But a trilogy would be fucking amazing because I would buy that immediately.
I wouldn't talk to anybody for hundreds of hours.
I've never gotten to play Persona 3. I would fucking... play the shit out of that.
Persona 3 is great. Persona 4 is still my favorite. Persona 5 is great.
I'm really close to beating Let's Go Eevee.
It's the only thing I ever see you playing right now.
Because I can put it down.
When I got home yesterday, you were on the couch up later than ever. And then I'm
whole 10:30.
I'm getting a bowl of cereal. And then you're like, look, my Eevee's on a surfboard. And then I just hear you like silence. And later, I'm on the surfboard with Eevee.
Some nice, wholesome content.
But yeah, this week, Nintendo, make our hearts come true. Or our dreams come true, not our hearts.
No, that's Kingdom Hearts. Where Kingdom your heart comes Hearts. True.
Make our dreams come true so we can steal more hearts. That's the tagline of Persona 5.
That is the concept of Persona 5. You're stealing their heart.
Their corrupted hearts.
That's cool. Sorry.
It's okay. You'll get to experience once Kayla moves in. And you guys slowly but surely work your way through.
Now that I moved the PS4 downstairs, Persona 5's on it.
I feel as though like I should probably take the reins for Persona, and then Kayla can slowly play through Dragon Age.
It would be an easier game to understand like mechanically, just because there's not a lot. It's all turn-based. You just got to move around the map a little bit.
And this will whet your appetite. You got to work on your time management for it, too.
I have 3 more games that I just got for my Switch to work on that.
Oh, wow.
You got to make sure you talk to the right people on the right days.
Just got my time at Porsche on PC.
I've heard that game pronounced 4 different ways. I think it's Portia, Porsche. Portia.
Who the fuck says it anything other than Porsche?
I don't know, man.
Dude, it's a time management game in a hospital. It's great. I love it. I should get it on my Xbox too. I found that Stardew Death Metal shirt and I'm just like, I really should get this.
It literally like encapsulates everything you're about.
Can't believe it's actual licensed material.
Thank you, Tyree.
Still holding off on any time management game for Animal Crossing.
Which apparently everyone got worried because it got taken off of Nintendo's official like upcoming releases. So I was like, fuck, is it going to get delayed on us?
Here's the trick. It can never get delayed if it was never announced.
Well, they gave it a release window. They said 2019. But now that may not be the case.
Windows are meant to be broken, Zach.
No.
What if they took it off the upcoming releases?
Put down the bricks, Zach.
Because next Nintendo Direct, they're going to just drop the bomb of like, yeah, Animal Crossing, out now, motherfuckers. And the world would implode on itself.
By the way, we're using the Microsoft servers now because we're friends with them.
Satan would emerge and be like, well, time to start collecting souls.
Yeah, I feel real bad for all those people.
Just formed by Tigger.
Them, the Pokemon Switch people.
I don't know why they did that for Pokemon Switch. Like, you knew you were getting that at some point, people.
They straight up said,
but we got Let's Go first.
Right, yeah, but and then you get the Let's Go announcement, they said there's a main series title coming. And they also announced before the Switch even came out that there was going to be a Mario, Zelda, and Switch game within
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That word. I'm tired. That word.
I'm the one that just woke up.
Right, you got a nap.
I was with my friend on
my adrenaline high.
Friday, he and I were walking around talking about Pokemon, and he's like, oh yeah, what Pokemon are you gonna get? And it's like, oh no, Sword Shield. And then we started speculating third titles. I'm like, yeah, Pokemon Horse. You don't even play a Pokemon, you're just a horse.
Why do you and then want I explained, to do that so no, much?
He said it, and I'm like, let me tell you about my D&D character really quick. And then I'm like, yeah, Pokemon Gun's probably going to be really great, too.
I was going to say, like, I'm waiting because
Musket.
One of my favorite meme images was Sword Shield, and then someone took a silhouette of a gun, put the wolf head where the cock would be, and then...
Amazing.
Pokemon Gun.
Pokemon Crossbow.
You'll also love this, because someone took the Hellboy monkey meme and put Joker on it for Smash. So it was Donkey Kong...
Ganondorf.
It's the same image, but instead of the monkey, it's Joker going blam blam because he's the only person who has Snake has a gun, but
I've seen a lot of people also like after Joker was released, people are like, Sakurai just doesn't give a fuck anymore. And just like start telling him what he should put in the game. I mean,
he's retiring from Smash after this, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. It's like Sakurai just said, fuck it. Who are the four remaining DLC characters?
People had some. Oh, God, I wish I could find it. I think it was Larry from Achievement Hunter who just had like the most random nonsense characters. Like, yes, the L block from Tetris. The most overpowered character in the game.
Apparently, Doom Guy is an option.
Nintendo partner.
Kind of.
Just
but
freaking that'd be just Banjo Kazooie. Just drop him.
I think Minecraft that one gets into weird licensing territory, but who knows?
Just, well, that's the thing.
I mean, Microsoft owns Rare. Well. Yeah, and they play well.
And they're friends now.
I could
so maybe they were like, Ayo, Microsoft, you want to lend us that Banjo Kazooie?
Wait for them to drop Master Chief and we got a Haloid. Is this the same moveset as Samus?
Well, because I saw it, like, of course people were throwing out stupid theories after the Smash Direct thing, where like in the map builder there was one where like they had like a witch that looked like Gruntilda from Banjo Kazooie. You're like, ah, so Gruntilda made it in before Banjo Kazooie did. Could this mean he's the next DLC character? Like, or it's just a stereotypical witch. I would love to have Banjo Kazooie as much as the next person, but
you gotta have those pipe dreams.
Speaking of pipe dreams, Sony reveals the first details about PS5.
Backwards compatible.
Yeah. So this is coming from CBR. The PlayStation has been one of the premier video game systems since the 1990s, with each successive piece of hardware improving and escalating the potential power of the console. Hashtag teraflops. Now new details suggest the next incarnation of the system will be by far the most powerful one yet. According to Wired, the system, which doesn't have a name, but will most likely be a PS5, is currently in development at Sony. No way.
Just take the Microsoft naming scheme, PlayStation 1.
It will apparently be a significant step forward for the PlayStation and will introduce major advancements to the console. There is enough computing power to support ray tracing, which allows the system to be a better model light and to simulate complex movements and interactions in fully 3D environments.
They did also say that it will have a solid-state drive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's also the... This article doesn't actually say it. There's also the rumor that it will be PS4 backwards compatible.
And PSVR backwards compatible.
That's not a rumor. They did confirm that. Mark Cerny, the lead system architect at Sony, who's like, you know, head of development for like building the hardware, did confirm that 100% it will have backwards compatibility.
Well, they're like fucking side-eyeing Microsoft and Nintendo at this point. We're like, shit, look what they did.
Well, they also fucked up during PlayStation 3 and made their hardware almost impossible to do anything with.
And expensive for the common consumer to buy for
$600 price starting point.
Yo, there's a new Microsoft Xbox. The Xbox
Sad
Edition. Yeah, the Xbox S all digital, the Xbox Sad. God, that's like $250.
During the inside, that was so annoying. Where they're like, yes, and the Xbox One S all digital, the Xbox One S all digital. Like, no, just at the very least, just call it like the Xbox One AD. Or again, Xbox One Sad.
Expo Sad.
Expo and Sad.
Yeah. So going back to these PlayStation 5 details, the one that I'm just like, why is the 8K support?
Don't even have 4K down yet.
Yeah, I know. No console has 4K is not mainstream enough for you to. It's like, why?
Very few. Like,
unless they think about they're shooting it out like 2 years from now.
Not even. Maybe?
Well, and that's the thing is, PCs are barely at 4K capabilities at this point. Like, yes, TVs and
PC, can you help?
Like, TVs and monitors, unless you get like the very, very high end, you're not getting true 4K.
Yeah, 4K is still very difficult. Like, you need two 2080 Ti's to run like over 4K 60 consistently for most games.
I know when the Xbox One originally released, it had their HDMI supported 4K, but nothing was like natively 4K on that console.
Yeah.
And at the same time,
an Xbox can technically support 8K, but there's nothing actually is like built.
Dude,
for
soon as Forza 6 comes out, like, fuck. Well, and all y'all are doomed.
So the thing is that, at least from what I've found and other people on the internet have discovered, is the Xbox One X didn't ship with the proper hardware to do 4K. Like mine, when I had the settings turned on to 4K and used the standard HDMI they give, because silly me thought that would be a 4K HDMI, it kept giving my screen issues, like flashing in and out.
Really?
And as soon as I replaced it with a higher-end HDMI, that problem disappeared.
So I haven't had any problems.
From what I saw, is people were finding that that is... the HDMI couldn't handle 4K.
Really?
In most situations. I wonder if they
fixed it.
See. Yeah.
Or like did a firmware update or something? I don't know.
So I know, like, man, don't you think at this point too, like what they did with Scorpio, where they release like limited edition Scorpio consoles, they release like a Scarlet Xbox One SAD. Like that would have been really cool. And I even talked to you about it. I'm like, maybe I should get one. I still have an OG Xbox. And it's like, well, you'll never be able to use discs. I'm like, shit, Siege is on a disc. That's the only game I care about.
Well, and at the same time, I was like, they announced...
I mean, you could get... The X is dropping in price so much.
Well, and yeah. So they announced the SAD was going to be $250 for the starting console price. And then three downloadable games, where, like, at the same time, someone even posted, like, on Twitter, like, if you're thinking about getting one of those, Newegg's got bundles with, like, for $250. And that includes a disc drive, too.
Like, I might just wait until, like, graduation season when Microsoft Store does all their discounts, like when I got my Surface.
Set or even Black Friday. Black Friday's a ways out, but at the same time.
Man, come November, I'm going to get that new Xbox.
As soon as you buy it. Like, and now, the Xbox Next Generation. Like,
the Xbox Next?
The Next Box.
Yeah.
Microsoft, you're welcome.
Also in this... In
Jeff Keighley, we know you're listening. Pass it on.
In the big interview that Mark Cerny did, he also like demonstrated like how fast load times were improved, mm-hmm. and it was like instant fast travel. Granted, he was doing Spider-Man PS4.
Yeah, I think
it was like okay. Obviously, the game's gonna run way better on this high-end hardware.
Right. They said that the fast travel loading times went from 15 seconds on average to like 0.8 seconds.
But like, you're gonna miss those great scenes of Spider-Man chilling on the subway.
No, because the half the time the fast travel is just like a still image of Spider-Man.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you get the subway every now and again, but I've gotten fast travels where it's like, here's the static image that shows whenever you load up the game. Like, I mean, it's cool you get to see the suit in action, but...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is...
not my suit.
I mean, this is par for the course. Like, yeah, of course it's going to be super upgraded and the most powerful console ever. Like... Of course.
But what about, like, Stadia? Like, where do we classify that?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen how good Stadia is yet.
We saw the teraflops.
It's just a thought right now.
So many flops.
And Stadia...
Also that, when I saw that, part of me is just, like, laughs in PC Master Race. Like, most of this has been there for a while.
Meanwhile, I'm like, man, I really like all my games being in one place.
I just want cross-play across most things. Like, I'm still waiting for them to officially confirm Borderlands 3 as crossplay, so I can, like, die happy because I can play it on PC and still
like
play
that's
with people.
I feel like, you know, that's you dying happy, and it's like, oh, man, it's crossplay. You die of a heart attack the next day. I'm like, well, at least he died happy. Yeah. He has no regrets.
He
it's
died
crossplay.
Happy. Dibs on that new built PC.
I'll bury him with a copy of Borderlands 3 on PlayStation 4, the only one that doesn't support crossplay because I'm that asshole. We'll fly Brandon in.
Bury me with The Witcher, Mass Effect 2, Cyberpunk, whenever that's released. Like, unbury me, and then put a copy of Cyberpunk in there.
Cut his arm off, give him a mechanical one.
If Borderlands 3 did get, like, crossplay announced, I might start looking into, like, upgrading my PC.
Still don't know what I'm doing with, like, most of my stuff up there.
Just because I've gotten hard in the paint with... Borderlands 2 again.
Really? Haven't noticed because every time I come home, that's the only thing you play now.
I just finished Tiny Tina DLC and I have a second Gunzerker that I'm going to work on now for the achievement for that.
Steve just looks at me and he's like, yeah, it'd be real fun to play with everyone else. I'm like, yep, I'm not home.
I just have that other Gunzerker sitting there, waiting. Still waiting.
Yep.
We were going to go look for the Firehawk.
Never home. Soccer has eaten my life. Oh, dude, did you see Tottenham made it to the Final Four in the Champions League? This is fucking epic.
You tell me.
I cried. Steve was there.
They won off a... Didn't they make it off a tie as well?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Fuck you, Man City.
Freaking
and it,
soccer
it almost systems. Didn't end that way.
Yeah, that was finals. God, that VAR. It's best ref. Anyways.
Well, speaking of Europe.
Ubisoft donates to help rebuild Notre Dame. Notre Dame. And AC Unity could be used to help rebuild.
Oh, I mean the university?
Yes. So Ubisoft is donating $564,000 to help rebuild Notre Dame. Following the fire that devastated the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris last week, Ubisoft has pledged £500,000, or for us Americans.
Is it the weird little like L it's thing?
E thingy.
No, that's
euros.
Euros.
Sorry.
Yeah, only UK.
Pokemon
pounds.
Zenny. I don't know.
What's the Pokemon's Poke Dollars.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Mega Man is Zenny. Or anything Capcom is Zenny.
All right. The studio which faithfully recreated Notre Dame and Assassin's Creed is also offering that game for free until April 25th on PC to honor the landmark. I have it for free, jerks. We want to give everyone the chance to experience the majesty and beauty of Notre Dame the best way we know how. They should have gave the Disney movie out, which is headquartered in France and has studios in Paris.
Yes, we want to honor Notre Dame the only way we know how, by you murdering someone on its front door.
Quasimodo. So the big thing too is the level of accuracy and detail Ubisoft has put into the version of the cathedral some have suggested the studio's efforts on Unity could help with the reconstruction more directly, though the developer is not involved in things stand.
And luckily it's just the church or the roof mostly that needs repair. Like the stained glass windows, luckily were saved. The artwork that was inside is safe.
Yeah,
the structure of the church itself is safe.
The cynic in me was like, oh man, the entire church was on fire, but this cross survived. I'm like, well, like the heating point of metal, you see.
You saw that tweet too, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, you tell me God doesn't exist. I'm like, well, the burning point of wood compared to the burning point of gold.
It's kind of a jet fuel can't melt steel beams kind of scenario.
Fuel can't JFK steel beams, Zach. Come on.
No, it's jet fuel can't JFK the moon landing. Duh.
But yeah, I mean, Unity, the fact that they 3D scanned the thing, it's like, they literally could like say like, hey, here's how, like, if anything, like give the architects who are working on that. It was like, hey, here's the 3D model of like what it looked like from our scans.
Yeah.
Which is just cool. It's like, that's just such a cool thing that a video game is going to help rebuild something. Could help.
It's wild. All right, next big thing is that Naughty Dog has rapped on Joel and Ellie mocap scenes.
They've actually rapped on all the mocap for cinematics,
I said. Oh, nice. I just saw the Joel and Ellie tweet.
Yeah, they had that, and then Neil Druckmann then shared a photo of him high-fiving like the mocap director of them like finishing all the cinematics.
Nice. It's closer, people.
Fortunately, the big part that probably still has to be done is the body of the game itself, like the gameplay and all of that. Like, yeah, cinematics are done.
Well, sure.
Those are probably...
I mean, they have to have most of the gameplay at least figured out by now.
So if everything they're using for mocap is all like in engine ready to go, then it shouldn't be too hard to carry that over into... gameplay wise.
I do find it funny of whenever they've been tweeting those photos, it's like they're still in the full mocap suit of like the dots over their face.
Balls.
And then,
no, they don't use the balls anymore. It's all just little dots on their face.
And Druckmann also shared a photo of like the last page of the script that said the end on it. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm still, you and I were talking about this. It's like, we still haven't seen Joel. Like,
no,
at all. In the back of his head. That's it.
Allegedly.
And we don't know. It's like, is he
alive? Well, no,
it was
because he talked.
But is he just like, is he a hallucination or something? We don't even know. Like, that's a good point. Like, is like Joel going to be like Ellie's subconscious, like her moral?
Is this going to sixth sense the...
Well, no, because I think even in the E3 trailer, like the church scene... They straight up reference Joel.
I don't think they show him, though.
They don't show him, but they reference that he's around.
He's in the bar scene, too, when they're dancing.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I know they capture him, so...
Is that? I think he's still an entity in...
Yeah.
But I there's probably going to be like he gets hurt or something happens maybe to the girl she was macking on in the church. And
forget her name.
Ellie goes on a killing spree because let's look at the last time Joel got hurt and Last of Us 1.
Now
Ellie
went
on a war path.
Now what about if someone she loves.
Training?
Do you think that the first thing in the game is going to be like, did you tell Ellie the truth? Like it's a yes or no option. Because I wonder if that's going to inform the game.
It wasn't a yes or no choice in the end. It was Joel lies no matter what.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get a choice.
It's been a long time.
That's what like shocked everyone is like, oh, wow, you don't even get a choice. No,
my daughter. It was always the thing. Yeah. And it's like, and she fucking knows.
Yeah, you lied to her and she knows you lied, but it's just going to move on for the time being.
Yeah. I'm really hyped. And just because, like, my time's sake, I have to figure out, I was like, all right, do I watch a Let's Play or do I watch one of you play it? Do I play it? Should we only buy one copy? We're all going digital anyway, so that's not going to work.
I'm not going digital.
Okay.
PlayStation, I always go physical. Just because it's easier.
I own Final Fantasy and Digimon and Kingdom Hearts and Tales. Those are the only PlayStation titles I own. No, I have Last of Us 1. You're right.
Yeah, because that's how I played it.
Yeah. So it was in our living room in college and Aaron would get mad because he would shriek every once in a while she was trying to watch hockey. Avs are in playoffs.
Woo.
They won their first series.
Well, yeah, they're not just in the playoffs. They're further into the playoffs.
Second round.
They spanked the Flame.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the game's closer soon. And God help me if there's another giraffe like Steen.
Oh no!
Because I remember it's gonna
emotionally wreck us.
I had my PS3 when I was playing Last of Us 1 for the first time in the living room of the apartment I was living in Boulder, just because other people were playing like God of War things on it, and the giraffe scene came on, and the only other person in the living room was asleep, and I kind of looked around, like during the scene of like, is anyone here to see me cry?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so long since I played that game. I'm excited for it, though. I might have to go back and play one.
It's not a terribly long game.
Family Let's Play.
Yeah.
Couch Let's Play.
That's fun. That's a funny...
If you die, trade the controller over.
Die in the game. Die for real.
Die in the game, you pass the controller to the left. It's sleepover rules for single-player games. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know.
It's my game, so I get two turns.
Unless it's a part that no one else can beat, but then there's one guy who says he's really good at it, so you give him as many chances as you think he needs. Then he'll finally beat it on like the seventh try and be like, you're awesome, yeah, high five.
Except the secret was he wasn't really good at that. He just said he was so he could just play more.
It. Yeah, he said he did it the first time just to seem cool, and then when he fucked up, he'd be like, no, that didn't go the way I did it before.
I messed up the route.
Yeah, hold on, let me try again. I got the strat down.
We're talking about Nick. I feel like we're talking about Nick.
I mean, we've all had that friend like multiple times in our lives.
Just how can I maneuver this so I can play more than once?
Yeah, it's like, that was me in Halo 2 campaign where it's like, hang on, I'm really good at these flood levels. In reality, I was scared shitless.
Nobody liked
the flood levels. Or it's like, yeah, I beat that level in the first try. And then you go over to someone and like, oh, you beat this level, right? I'm stuck on it. Can you beat it for me? Like, shit.
Yeah. Totally.
They called my bluff.
I'll come over tomorrow and you just practice.
Yeah. Or you're sitting there like, please God, please God, please God, please. Oh, I did it. Woo! See, it was easy, guys.
Fucking lasso. All right. Speaking of cool things, Marvel announced that Jane Foster is going to become Valkyrie. So the War of the Realms miniseries is currently having a major impact on the Marvel Comics world, with characters meeting their demise or finding a new status quo with every issue. Shocking. Loki died, and he comes back at the end.
Oh, no.
Valkyrie, as in Brunhild, died, and now Jane Foster is going to take her role.
But Marvel never does this.
This week, Marvel announced more details surrounding their mysterious Valkyrie series, namely which character will be taking on the titular role. Because I think in Exiles, they had the MCU Valkyrie.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So as revealed in War of the Realms issue 2, Jane Foster, who took on the mantle, is going to take on Valkyrie, who witnessed the massacre of the other Valkyries. At the end, writer Al Ewing, oh, this would be a good series, said, at the end of War of the Realms number 2, the Valkyries are dead, and Valhalla is gone, and because without at least one warrior taking on the role in the name of Valkyrie, there can be no Valhalla. And obviously the fact that we have a new Valkyrie comic coming out means that someone does have to take that mantle, and it's someone a lot of readers have been waiting to see in action again, Jane Foster. It's not the old Valkyrie. Brunhild is available for consultation occasionally, but she no longer belongs to the world of the living, so Jane's mostly on her own. That said, she does have something not seen before in the world of Asgard. Oh god, a Norse word. Underjarn, the all weapon, forged in the fires of the realm war, that can change its shape and be whatever the wielder needs, including wings, which doesn't necessarily mean no more flying horse, but I'm getting ahead of myself. There's a line in Valkyrie number 1, Thor is a god, Valkyrie is a job. Jane knows how to be Thor, but the role of Valkyrie, the warrior who fights for the living and the dead, and stands between both, is a very different beast. It's a sacred task and brings additional abilities and responsibilities of its own. As the first of a new generation of Valkyries, Jane has to decide for herself what task involves, and that's a big part of what she'll be exploring in this series. If you're reading this, you know who Valkyrie is, but she's one of the big philosophical underpinnings of the book.
Who's Valkyrie again?
Oh. And what's really cool too is Jason Aaron's gonna be co-writing the series with Al Ewing, so you got two just giant Marvel powerhouses.
Is Jason Aaron ever going to be done with Thor?
Yes! July solicits. He's actually, it straight up says, this is the final arc in Jason Aaron's Thor.
Damn.
But is he going to go to Valkyrie afterwards?
Al Ewing, give me back my toy. I think this is wild to me too, just because he's been on Thor since Marvel Now. So he's been telling
7 years at
he's
least?
He's literally been telling one story this entire time. So a lot of people are theorizing that War of the Realms is trying to prevent the All-Father Thor that's missing the arm and the eye and the Black Loki. So it's like, this is it. This is the end of Thor, or at least Jason Aaron's story. It's kind of like how Scott Snyder's been writing Batman this entire time. Oh, it'd be so cool if Jason Aaron just went to DC after. It's not going to happen. He's writing
Bendis
Avengers.
Bendis calls him up.
Hey, you just finished your series? I got something for you.
What if we made a DC Thor?
Oh, goodness.
I think...
Does Thor exist? Are there Norse? Nah, I think they leave those alone.
Hmm?
I'm just thinking it's like, because Marvel does Hercules, and that's a Greek god. And I guess they have, like, Namor, who's son of Poseidon or something. I don't know.
It's something like that. Nobody really cares about Namor. He's been vacant for... Who knows how long?
He's on X-Men Red.
Is he?
I think he joined the Avengers recently. Namor's lame. Aquaman's
more
cooler.
Like Lamor.
Fucking got him.
Fucking got him. Sick burn.
Okay. In other comic news, Marvel teases Spider-Gwen no more. This is actually the second time this happened.
Is it?
Yeah. So they're doing the infamous cover of Gwen Stacy walking away from a trash can with the Spider-Man suit. So, Ghost Spider's hanging things up in July. Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider number 10, Ghost. Seemingly to pursue Ghost. The percussion. But with the Sony Spider-Verse spinoff film, it's possible in the works that we're going to have to take this retirement with a grain of salt.
Wasn't Spider-Man no more, like, didn't he resolve the whole thing, like, resolve at the end? He picked up the suit again.
Yeah, it was like issue 50 of the series.
He, like, realized that. I was like, no, somebody needs to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, issue 50 was Spider-Man No More, and then he kind of, like, dicked off for a while. I think Ben Reilly... No, I think it was way before Ben Reilly, even. But this is the second time, because they also did it in Radioactive Spider-Gwen.
Right.
Which was the second volume, because Marvel loves their reboots. And it does make me wonder, is, like, did people just kind of fall off the series after Jason Latour and Robbie Rodriguez's run? Because that's what happened to me. I dropped the series after. I think I had, like, the first issue, but never read it. Have you guys been... I think I'm the only one that's keeping this up, and I think we're going to wrap up the show soon. But, like, my one recommendation for people to do is go out and buy Spider-Man Life Story, which is the Chip Zdarsky, Mark Bagley story, where it starts off in the 60s, and now Spider-Man ages in real time. So they just did the 70s arc in this last story arc. And Norman Osborn's in jail because he got busted for being Green Goblin in issue one. He's talking to Harry. Peter and Gwen are happily married. Mary Jane and Harry are about to be married. And it's like just a giant concussive fallout. Like, it's the height of the Vietnam War. And the Vietnam has continued into 77 because Iron Man is on the side of the U.S. Cap defected, attacking both sides because that's the right thing someone would do. Giant Man just joined the war effort too. Like, it's just such a cool reimagining. And especially with, like,
Mark
Bagley's...
It gives me, like, Watchmen vibes.
A little
bit.
Where
it's like Watchmen come in and they change the tide of the war.
And that's, like, part of the series too. Like, Peter's working with Reed Richards and he's like, well, why don't you use any of your scientific inventions to help people? You hold yourself up here. And it's like, well, great power. It's like, no, you're not even human. That's why your wife left you for a dude underwater. It's like, brah, brah, brah. Fucking Namor. And then he gets slapped. And like they do in the 70s issue, they kind of do the clone arc very like quickly and briefly. They do Harry turning into the green or into the Black Goblin. And then they also do Spider-Man No More, like with rapid succession and the death of Gwen Stacy really quickly.
Damn.
Like, and Gwen doesn't actually die. I'll let people read that.
Don't tell me they put her into a coma.
No, it's
cripple.
It's Bran Stark. Window. No, there's a lot of different. It's really cool, and I don't want to spoil things, but they just released the solicits for July, which is Spider-Man the year 2000s. So he'd be like 50 something by now. And I'm just like, oh shit, like the 2000s. And it's like, you know, you have Spider-Man in the middle and then kind of like an American flag with two red stripes. And I'm just like, yeah, I knew that where that was going.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to.
Oh, no.
And people are like, man, is that too soon? I'm like, I don't know. Is that too soon?
But no, I don't think it is. Because, I mean, they were back, like, it didn't back when that happened. They, like, had an issue for, like,
charity. Doom crying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where everyone, all the heroes and even villains were helping with
the efforts.
The rescue efforts and cleanup and all of that. And it made me cry.
And like you said, like, if this kind of, like, new history is being reinvented, is it going to change that, too? Like, I'm wondering, like, okay, so will the Vietnam War end in issue 3, which would we be in the 80s by then? What else is going to happen? So, like, there's a really cool kind of political background, and then we get to see kind of Spidey do his own thing. And especially with Mark Bagley on art, it offers, like, such a kind of old-time feel to it. Like, it's definitely in that, like, 90s-esque art. I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
I really dig it. It's such a fun series, and I tweeted Chip Zdarsky, I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever read. Thank you. And it continues to further the only things from Marvel I get are Spider-Man and Star Wars.
Spider-Man?
So,
you got Iron Man for a little while.
I think my last Iron Man issue came in today, or last week, which kind of bums me out because it's like, oh, Gil Simone's taking over Iron Man for War of the Realms. Oh, well. I'm not going to get Iron Man fighting a dragon.
I need to go and grab whatever I have. I think I almost have two issues of Wictiv.
Yeah.
Wictiv's ending. July.
Everything is ending.
Only three issues left.
So I saw a thing of the current MCU era is ending after 21 movies, 22 movies. 22 movies. Game of Thrones is coming to an end. And Star Wars is ending their saga after 43 years. This is a sad year for nerds.
The DCEU might have been buried. Looking at you, Batman.
They're just in unmarked grave in the forest somewhere, just like, we don't need to talk about this.
Shazam sticks his hand out. Can I come? Yeah, you're fine. Let's go, son.
You're cool.
Yeah. All right, I think that's everything. You gotta go watch Game of Thrones. So.
Yes.
Thrones, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to a brand new episode of the Z2 podcast where three friends gather around this table to talk about things for your amusement. We're going to go watch Game of Thrones. So if you would do us a huge favor, you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or
Z2podcast.com/comment.
You can also leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, Google Radio, Google Podcasts, whatever, because that helps us get in the little magical algorithm. And you can share us. And if you tell a friend and then they tell a friend, we can start a pyramid scheme together as friends, because that's what we are to you. Just friends. Nothing more. Stop getting so close, Steve. And with that, we bid you all a good night. We're going to watch Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
Love
Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. Has to building. Has to building.